Hi, you're listening to Jackie and Friends. This podcast is all about relationships, growth, and joy. We'll enjoy great conversations about all kinds of subjects and share beautiful stories, all to bring joy and inspiration to you. So come join the conversation and let's laugh and grow together. Hello, my friends. Thank you for coming back for another great conversation that hopefully will encourage and enlighten you a little bit and help add more joy to your life. Because that is one of my goals for this podcast. I'm finding that preparing each episode is so good for me because I research our topics and because I want to know more. It's such a learning experience. And then my friend, my guest, teaches me so much when we talk. And my life is enriched every time I do this. And I pray the same for you, my listening friends, that your life is enriched too. And you know, I'd like to hear from you. Let me know you're listening. And if you have any suggestions or ideas or topics we can discuss, and you can reach me via email at jackie@myhopecommunity.com. So, this is going to be another fun, great conversation because I have my friend Michelle Thielen here. Welcome, Michelle.
Hey, thanks. I can't believe you're actually letting me do this.
Okay, this is going to be crazy. I actually wrote a note here on the desk that says, back up when you laugh, because I'm going to laugh so much today, and I don't want to be so loud in the mic, so it's going to be a great time. So, Michelle, we have been friends, we decided, since 2004, just 20 years ago, so that means we're not old friends, but long-time friends, and you served with me for so many years, serving the Women of Hope in so many capacities. Lots of women's events and encounters and little seminars. And remember, you would make an art piece for every one of our encounters. Some kind, because she's such a great artist. Oh, my Lord. And so many mediums of art. You are. And you would make some beautiful jewelry for them to take home. You would just do something beautiful. I have all the pieces, and that was wonderful. And you always helped on the tea. I remember the year that you made 500 origami stars.
Yeah, 500 of them. Came home from work every day, folded paper mindlessly for a couple hours.
It was an amazing thing. That was a gift we gave.
And it was therapeutic in a lot of ways. It really was, because it was just, you get in the zone. I could play music. I could listen to a podcast while I'm folding. It was great.
Well, they were beautiful. And I have many of them on my tree still.
But everybody enjoyed them.
Yes, and you've used your gifts in so many ways at Hope. Another way that you have been such a part of Hope and of my life is writing and acting for our annual Christmas show.
The Hope Radio Hour, the longest hour in radio. It is. It's like a three-hour-long program. You realize that, right?
I know, because there's lots of music. But come on. We're all together. We're just having fun, and we laugh
It's good.
It's kind of taken after the Prairie Home Companion, Garrison Keillor's show. And it is. We'll talk about that more later. We've just been through so much together these 20 years, Michelle.
Yeah.
We have. And we'll tell your story in just a little bit.
Yeah. We landed here in 2004.
It's been quite a ride. So our topic today, the title is Laughter, Making a Joyful Noise. And you came to me with this idea. And you know what? You are the perfect person to talk about laughter and joy, because I think I laugh with you through the years. I've laughed with you more than anyone. And you have brought so much laughter to my life and to the community of Hope, Michelle. So this is just a really natural conversation for us. It's been fun preparing. What actually motivated you to want to do this topic?
Well, I listened to your podcast.
Well, thank you.
I listened to your podcast. Two episodes in particular that just really jumped out at me with Rachel and her aunt
that talked
about being creative. Mm-hmm. And they're both artists. And so they talked about creativity with things. But when they were talking about that, it made me think of being creative with words. And how words can affect a lot of different, it affects your attitude. It can mm-hmm. be funny. You're going to laugh. It can be serious. You know, obviously language evokes emotion. Yeah.
It does. Creative. And you are one of the more creative people.
I know. Thanks.
You are.
I don't know what to say. Well, and then you and Diane laughed an awful lot on your podcast about aging.
Oh, that's so great.
That was really good.
Oh, one of these days I'm going to do an addendum to that one too, because Brian has redefined my whole philosophy about a freshman, junior, senior.
Yeah, that's right.
Freshman, sophomore, junior, senior.
Yeah,
senior.
The elder aging.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The categories. And so he made it much more kind that I'm still a freshman, senior.
Right. That's good. Yeah, you don't really get to be a senior until you're like 95.
90. Yeah. Then you're a true
98,
senior.
Then you're really a senior.
Then you're a senior.
Yeah.
So anyway, we'll talk about that another time.
So you want my joke?
Oh, yeah. Do you have a joke for me?
I do kind of. Well, you had put this in the script. Oh. I'm supposed to tell a joke.
Don't tell on me.
Well, what I've got, though, is really, it's actually a story. And it's funny that you mentioned Brian, because all jokes at their core are stories, right?
Yes, yes.
And Pastor Brian likes his jokes.
Yes, he does.
He does. And they're not all very good. So at one point, I was writing a sketch for our old ladies, our old Minnesota ladies that do humor, right? And we decided, and so now Marjorie's going to come out here. We decided that Pastor Brian needs some better jokes. So we're going to collect up some jokes, and we're going to give them to him for Christmas. And so Joanne says, oh, won't it be just a wonderful gift to give him some new material? And Marjorie says, it'll be a gift for all of us. Right?
That's so good.
And Brian is so funny. He'd be the first one to be laughing right out loud for
he
that.
He would. Yeah, he is funny.
He's
a funny guy.
He does need better jokes.
He's like a serious, serious person.
Right.
And I'm the total opposite, but I'm getting more serious and he's getting more funny.
So we're rubbing off on each other.
But
that's a good, that's the way we balance each other out.
We do.
As partners, right?
We do.
Good.
So, okay. I have been learning even more about how joy and laughter are so healthy for us physically, emotionally, relationally. So let's start out by talking about that, Michelle.
Well, you know what they say, laughter is the best medicine. And think about that. That's so good, because it creates a physiological effect in our bodies. We're going to talk about that here too. It changes things. It shifts gears. It heals. It cures. It eases anger.
It does.
It just creates a major shift in where we're at.
It does.
The space changes.
Yeah. That's so good.
Yeah.
Hey, there's even a scripture in Proverbs. A merry heart does good like a medicine.
Yes.
But a broken spirit dries up the bones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
And so God even tells us that.
It does. Laughter boosts your immune system, decreases stress hormones, increases immune cells and infection-fighting antibodies that fights disease. That's that physical response that mm-hmm. happens. If your heart's pounding, you start laughing. It just shifts things.
Laughter triggers the release of endorphins.
That's
the body's natural feel-good chemicals. And endorphins give us a sense of well-being. Doctors say can even temporarily relieve pain.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the laughter gets your mind off of it.
Well,
maybe.
I laughed till I cried.
Yeah.
I laughed till my gut hurt. Something else will start hurting, right? Humor lightens your burdens.
Mm.
It inspires hope. It connects you to other people. Laughing together, it keeps you grounded. And it changes that atmosphere. And
so
it,
good.
It changes your atmosphere. It changes, shifts your gears. You can be more alert, more focused. Even.
And sometimes when we are in that a downward cycle, that's what we need, just to be shocked out of it.
Something
and,
to shift you out.
Yep.
Kind of like Caesar Milan knocking the dog in his, you know. You ever seen what the dog whisperer guy?
Oh,
when the dog is spazzing out and he'll just give the dog a little elbow or a little nudge with his foot. And the dog will just snap right out of it because he's like, what was that?
Oh, and it changes.
It shifts his
okay,
gears.
So Brian does this to me. You know that movie Up, that kid's movie Up.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And the dog is, focused on something and crazy.
Right.
I can't remember the dog's name. And then all of a sudden, the other dog says, squirrel.
Right. That's the...
And then he goes, squirrel?
Yeah.
And it totally gets him off of what he was...
Whatever it was he was obsessed with. Yeah.
So sometimes Brian says to me, squirrel?
Squirrel.
Okay, I like this one. Laughter relaxes the whole body.
Yeah.
Like when you laugh really hard. A good hearty laugh relieves physical tension and stress. And this medical article said that it can leave your muscles relaxed for up to 45 minutes. Sounds like
that's unbelievable.
Like a massage.
Right. Oh, gosh. That's a good comparison. Well, and they say laughter protects the heart. Laughter improves the function of blood vessels and increases blood flow, which can protect your heart, which makes total sense. You're going to be, your blood flow is going to be better when you're relaxed,
mm-hmm.
When you're at peace.
That's when you're at peace.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's so good. Oh, this is one's a little out there, but you know what? It works. Laughter burns calories. Okay. It's no replacement for going to the gym or eating less. Okay. But one study found that laughing for 10 to 15 minutes a day can burn approximately 40 calories, which if you did that all through a year's time, you might lose 3 or 4 pounds effortlessly. Somebody just told me last week, if you stop drinking half and half in your coffee, you can lose 3 to 4 pounds in a year.
Right.
I'd rather laugh than get up my half and half.
You got to have that in your coffee.
Yes.
There's some good trade-offs out there.
Yeah.
I think I'd rather laugh too. That's
I
good.
Would rather laugh.
And laughing together is one of the most effective tools for keeping relationships fresh and exciting. Mm-hmm. You've told me stories about how you and Brian laugh. My friends and I, we like to laugh. Playful, teasing,
yes.
Silliness. It's just, it becomes almost like a banter in relationships
it
with
is.
Your kids, your grandkids. Yeah.
What's better than just laughing together as
it's
a family?
Good.
It is
yeah.
so great. A lot of nights, Brian and I, we'll get into a show that we know is funny.
Yeah.
And we'll just watch a couple episodes every night because we want to end the day laughing.
Right. That's
and,
good.
You know, I find out that's kind of a healthy thing to do.
And I can't imagine. Just imagine you two laying down on the pillow and then one of you starts to laugh because you're remembering something you'd seen in that. What a sweet, sweet thing.
It is a nice way to end the
fall
day.
Fall asleep
it
laughing.
Is. And you know what we'll do every few years? We'll go back to one of our favorite long, let's watch that whole thing again and let's laugh again.
Yeah. To be able to laugh again.
It's a good thing.
I was in a cute story aside here with a friend at visiting some friends, and they had these matching recliners that had built-in remote control stuff to massage you buzz and vibrate and lean back and lean forward and all this kind of stuff. Well, my friend and I sat down in those chairs and we had never seen anything like this before. So I was just kind of like, this is crazy, weird, silly, right?
Yeah.
And I said, let's trade remotes.
Oh,
oh, was that fun? Oh my gosh, we had so much fun.
That is
especially
only you
after
would think
we had,
of that.
We had been sitting there for a while and we're just watching TV with our friends, right? And mm-hmm. then all of a sudden I'd push the button and make something vibrate on the chair over there.
That was good.
It was really fun. Just silliness.
Well, we're going to talk about later practical ways to get more joy into your life.
Grab away
some
the
real
remote,
practical ones.
Grab away the remote to the automatic chair.
There you go. Look for joy. Yeah. Look for joy. That's
look,
a way
look
of
for,
looking for joy.
Exactly.
That's good.
Exactly.
Okay, but I do want to get into your story because I remember a couple years you experienced so much loss.
Mm.
And joy was hard to find during the during that time. So will you kind of tell us your story?
Sure. Well, my husband and I, John, we landed at Hope in 2004 mm-hmm. is when we landed here. He lost his job. I mean, that was kind of the beginning of the end mm-hmm. for him, too. In 2007, he was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, which is, you know, obviously it's a bad one. Most people live a few months.
Mm-hmm.
The most is maybe 5%, I think it was, that would live 5 years mm-hmm. with it. Well, he managed to almost make 5 years. He got as far as 2011 is when he passed away. My mom passed away the year before. And taking care of him.
5 years, you took care of him so faithfully and beautifully, yeah. Michelle.
Yeah. It was a challenge, but we did manage to still laugh.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. A lot of it usually had something to do with the TV remote. I don't want to go into that. But anyway, in July of 2012, this was July 1st of 2012, at church, Brian's doing a piece about the biggest hurdle, I think is the name of the piece. Mm-hmm. And at one point during this, he was talking about joy and joy coming. And one of our other church members, Ty Story, had just lost his wife like the week before. It was like the first time he'd been at church mm-hmm. since that had happened. And Brian is so good at capturing what's going on in people's lives and addressing that without actually calling us out sometimes mm-hmm. during his
acknowledging,
mm-hmm. That's a lot of it right there. But anyway, at some point during his piece, he called out to Ty and me both separately. Ty, joy is on the way. It's mm-hmm. going to happen. It's, you know, you're going to have joy again in your mm-hmm. life. You're going mm-hmm. you're going to get there. And then he points over at me, fourth row back on the left side, wearing a turquoise and black paisley dress that I still have because I remember exactly where I was sitting, what I was wearing, and everything when he called out to me and said, "Michelle, joy is on the way." Mm-hmm. And it was earth-shaking for me. And I was like, yeah, okay, joy. I've emptied out all the bank accounts to keep the house. I'm unemployed. I ended up unemployed. I lost my job.
After John died.
Like 3 months after John died. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So this, joy. Okay. Ladies Encounter, not too long after that, maybe that year or later on that year, Jeff and Cheryl were praying for me. And Jeff kept saying, "This is going to sound weird, but I keep hearing the word joy."
Uh-huh.
You know, that joy is, you know, it's all about there's joy on you, in you, over you, whatever, you know. So, anyway, that was very encouraging, right? To capture these little bits of joy. I started then that winter, because I didn't, the year John was sick and the year that he passed away, I didn't write in the radio show. Up until that point, I had been writing in the radio show every year John and I were both in the show for a lot of years. 2006,
What were the names of your characters?
Roger and Elaine.
That was it.
That's right. Yeah, that couldn't communicate well.
No.
They were funny. They were John and I, actually, is who they were. You can't make this stuff up.
Yeah.
Right?
A lot of humor comes from real life.
Well, and that's why sometimes it's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And it makes us nervous.
Yes.
You know?
That's good.
But anyway, that winter, I started writing for the show again, and even in 2011, I wrote a sketch, but I wasn't in the show. I didn't perform in the show. I didn't feel like I could count on myself to keep my head and be an actor, performer. Mm-hmm. But that was the year we blew up Roger and Elaine.
No.
Their house exploded in a sketch. And the great thing about it, and thank you, Jeff and Pastor Brian, for letting me write that.
Yeah.
Because my family and I, we're rolling. We were under the table laughing. It just, the people that performed it pulled it off so well. And of course, there's that uncomfortableness among the people that knew John and John's dead.
Yeah.
And they're all very nervous.
Right? I did not want to snort in this.
Oh, you probably will. It's this new Jackie John. Laugh.
I love John so much. See, I have to stop and just talk about how much I love John. Okay. Yeah. God bless him. Up with Jesus. Yeah.
So
that was kind of a way to bring a closure to that skit that was a regular annual event. Because
we've been in the show together doing the Roger and Elaine bit for many years. So it just felt like, it was a resolution. And my family and I enjoyed it. And actually, Brian Oates, who did the emceeing, actually did a little disclaimer. He came over and talked to me ahead of time. He goes, I think we need to say something. You know,
that was probably why.
Michelle wrote this.
Yeah,
it's okay.
Yes.
It's okay to laugh.
It's okay to laugh. That's good.
I gotta tell you, one of the things that was most healing for me and working on the show again are the meetings that we would have together, the writers, just us that were writing, and we would come up with some really funny stuff. And we'd be laughing so hard. We had to stop meeting in the hallway at church because we're going to be disturbing everybody else because we're laughing so hard. And Jeff, I love Jeff's laughter.
Because Jeff was always kind of in charge of the writers.
He was always in charge of the writers. Yeah. And he was our director, writer, promoter, everything, you know. Yep. And we would come up with something really good, and we'd be laughing and laughing, and Jeff would throw his head back, and his mouth drops open, and his big, huge laugh comes out, and then he says, we can't do that. So many times we came up with really funny stuff, but no.
Yeah, no.
Brian won't go for that.
And if Brian won't, Jackie probably won't.
One year we wrote a sketch about all the stuff we couldn't write about.
Oh,
that was a good one, actually.
I wish we had all these recorded so I could see them and maybe re-remember them all.
Most of them are out there.
We got to find them.
Yeah.
We got to watch them again. Yeah.
That's good.
That's good. So what's your favorite sketch? Just let's laugh a little bit here. What's your favorite sketch from all time of the radio show?
There's probably two that stand out. Mm-hmm. And one of them is called Formula 86. And it was a direct steal from Prairie Home Companion. Even though we rewrote it, we stole the concept. Mm-hmm. Formula 86 and the history of being 86th out of a place. You know, back in the old days, that was kind of the phrase. We don't want to 86 him out of the bar after he's had too much to drink or whatever the thing is, right?
Yeah.
So we came up with this product called Formula 86, and we used it as our commercial that year in the show. Mm-hmm. And what this spray did was it would make people want to leave. So you got grandma. Oh, and here's Johnny when he was 5 years old. And isn't he so cute? And here's the next one and this. And he got more pictures. And I've got more pictures. Oh, hold on. Let me get my purse. I've got more to show you. Oh, I think I need to go home.
Right? Wouldn't that be a convenient thing?
Oh, it was great. You can use it at parties.
Oh, that's funny. That was cute.
Meetings at work, you know? Yeah,
really? Mm-hmm. I shoot it at myself. I think I want to go home.
It was a good product. And the one we talked about when we were getting ready for this, Snow Jackie and the Seven Church Dwarfs.
That was funny. Julia Oates was such...
She was a Jackie.
She was
so cute.
She
did such a good job.
She did a great job.
Oh, man. And fun. I wrote down the names of the dwarfs.
Oh, okay. What were they?
Because that was kind of the funny part of it. Because they were based off church volunteers, right?
It's
Snow Jackie. Taking attendance and introducing all these characters. And their names all reflect exactly who they are. And you may identify yourself in this if you're Christian.
Or if you've ever tried to be a leader.
Yeah, that too. Okay, the dwarves' names were Stuffy, Blamey, Whiny. That was me. I was so sick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Offendy.
Oh,
we all know who she is. Positivy. She was just over the top. Thrifty. We can't afford that.
Yes.
And spendy. We got to spend the money to make the money, right?
Spend.
Right. So that through the whole sketch, they all had their own characters and they were.
That was fun. There were so many fun ones.
And the people, and writing for certain people was just really a lot of fun. People like Larry Mattson, the postmaster. He's a real life postmaster. Grouchy postmaster. We wrote a lot of sketches for him.
Oh, he was great.
But my favorite was when he started in real life. Larry started, he retired from the post office, started delivering pizzas.
Yes.
Because he knew the town so good and stuff.
Yes.
So we wrote a sketch about him delivering pizzas and dealing with the dogs and the people that were on his postal route when he was, yeah, it was so good.
It was just life.
Yeah. And you can't make it up.
You can't
make up that stuff.
You know, you talk about how some people get nervous about comedy. I have to admit that some of the skits over the years were so crazy. Like some of them similar to Saturday Night Live skits, which, you know, I think so many of them are so funny. But I would get so nervous, like the cheerleaders, you know, when the cheerleaders, anyway. I think I was like worried about how everybody around me was going to take the humor, you know. So it did make me a little nervous sometimes.
Yeah. But sometimes it's about how you say it, too.
Mm-hmm.
You can get by with speaking about adult things, like doing it.
I'm getting nervous.
See, like, but, and at one point during our old lady sketches.
I cannot. Okay.
At one point during our lady sketches, we have one of the ladies is single, and we're always trying to find her a man, right? Mm-hmm. And she's always saying, "Why do I have to get married?"
Yeah.
Said, well, you're going to have to get married if you want to, you know. You know, that's the kind of stuff that you can get away with saying. And people do get up, you know, they get uptight. You know, I don't know what it is about Christian folks and bodily functions. People get nervous.
It's so true. It's so stupid.
We had the glow-in-the-dark toilet seat commercial one year.
I was raised by Ruby.
That got us in trouble, I think.
I was raised by Ruby. We could not joke about anything bodily or even talk about it, actually.
God made us like this.
I know. I know.
Gases escape our bodies.
Oh. Okay. You know what? Actually, I even get nervous. I mean, I love to watch I Love Lucy. I've watched her all my life. What is more fun than old I Love Lucy episodes?
Oh, those are
but
good.
I get nervous watching her because she gets herself in so many predicaments.
Her comedy is so physical. And that was the other thing that made her funny too, is the physicality. And it was always real life situations that she was diving into or some adventure she made up for herself.
So the thing about talking about being nervous, like, you know, I am sad that I stifled some of that laughter during some of those programs.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, you know, it's all an individual thing. What is funny to me might not be funny to you, but we worry, what will people think if I laugh at this? Or
right.
Sometimes I think we have to like look around to get permission. Is it okay if I laugh at this? And it's so stupid.
Yeah. Jeff Foxworthy, that's one of his bits about that very thing. And he describes the people and one of the reasons why he doesn't like doing Christian venues is because Christians are very uptight, I guess, you know, whatever. And he would describe telling a joke and the person with their arms folded, looking back and forth at the other people, trying to figure out if they should laugh or not.
No.
Yeah.
Because we're judging each other.
Yeah, filtering and judging.
We're kind of feeling, I'm feeling judged or I'm judging you.
Yep. What are people going to think? Oh, I can't laugh at that. But he called them out on that and it was good. And I appreciated his perspective on that. It was good.
He is fun. I just listened to a great podcast of him being interviewed and he is a wonderful person.
Mm-hmm.
He's a great Christian man.
Oh, he always tells his story, you know, and it's good. He managed to make it and be successful without anybody even knowing he was a Christian for a long time.
Yes, yes.
Well, that's the "you might know you're a redneck" thing, right?
Yeah,
that was his original bit.
That was
good. That is such a good bit for so many things. You could say, "You might know you're a Christian."
Oh, next year's radio show. There we go. We already got it started working on it.
Oh, gosh, that's good. I love that. That's good.
Okay, so as we've been talking, you know, I see a few important keys about cultivating joy and laughter in our lives that we should remember. And like this, for instance, everything doesn't have to be going great or perfect in our lives for us to experience joy and be able to laugh.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
If we're going to wait for that, we'll never laugh.
Well, yeah. And just God just made us funny. He put us in funny situations. Life can just be absurd. If you look closely enough, if you just take that deep breath, take a step back, you're going to see something funny.
Yes.
In just about every situation that you run into. It's the classic laughing at a funeral, right?
Oh, Brian and I are a part of so many funerals. And I tell you, when the family or a close friend is sharing like hilarious, just mm-hmm. humorous stories
right.
from about the deceased one.
Yeah.
And the whole room starts to laugh.
Oh, yeah.
You can just feel the healing
yeah.
that's going on.
Yeah. Oh, my family absolutely does it. John is the butt of many jokes now.
Aww.
And I think he would really enjoy that because he'd like getting some attention for one. But who wouldn't love being the butt of a fun story?
Yes. When I'm gone, I want to be remembered for happiness.
Yeah.
And laughter.
And to be able to have someone tell the story and say, she would really appreciate us sitting here right now laughing
That's
about her
right.
and with her. It's about laughing with her.
That's really, really good.
One point about this that I've got written down here about joking around during dark times. It occurs to me how much that's like laughing right in the devil's face.
It's really good.
Think about that. You know what? Who? Oh, yeah. He's got to hate the sound of human laughter.
That's beautiful.
Which is exactly why it's God true. Gave it to us, right? He gave us this ability to laugh. At because, some point in my notes, we get to talking about babies.
Oh,
right?
You know, well, bring it up now. Well, the thing is this, that sometimes it just bubbles up from within you. It's mm-hmm. it's involuntary.
It is. It yes. is. It is very much
it's
so.
Within us.
Yeah. We stifle it.
Yeah.
We have the ability to stifle it. But if we let it go, I just think we'd laugh so much more. It's like being kids. You know?
It is. It is. And that is perfect segue to our next point, Michelle. Joy is a choice.
Oh, yeah.
Lean into it.
Yeah. Well, that's what I had to do to get going on the radio show again, because mm-hmm. I wasn't feeling it. I wasn't even sure I could be funny.
Yeah.
You know? But I go to those meetings, and then, of course, we all end up laughing. And it was so, so healing and so empowering. And it was like, oh, I can feel normal
yeah.
during this time while we're working on these things.
Yes.
And it was almost like, I think some of the funniest stuff I wrote was during that time,
wow.
that 13, 14, 15 after John passed away, you know, another year or two maybe after. But I think some of the stuff I wrote was really, and I was very prolific. We didn't even use it all. Mm-hmm. We pull it out later on and we'd be reading through and I go, oh, this is really funny. Who wrote this? Oh, I wrote this. I forgot I wrote it.
For my friends who are going through a time of grief that has just recently happened, I do want to say that it takes a little time.
It takes time. It's very individual, too.
It's very individual. It's very individual. Mm-hmm. And it takes time to stop reeling from the shock of loss.
Mm-hmm.
But if we can open ourselves up, remembering the joy, remembering the fun and the funniness of the one we've lost,
right?
You know, that will help.
Yeah,
yeah. When my dad died, you know, all I could think of is where, you know, we buried him, and all I could think of was that. And Brian would pull me out of it. You know, mm-hmm. that your dad's not there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he'd pull me into. Squirrel.
Yeah, yeah.
Into thinking, and my dad left us such lots of happy memories.
Right.
Just thinking of the happy memories and thinking of the happiness he was living in heaven, which has to be the most joyful place.
Oh, man, no kidding.
Think of the joy.
Right. Oh, I know.
Think of the joy and laughter in heaven.
And going through, and just thinking about that, too, it's like, I was jealous.
Wow.
Like, dude, you left me here holding the bag, man.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I'm down here dealing with all this stuff you left behind, and you're up there in glory laughing and having a great time, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, just another key to remember is God is the author of joy, and we're created in his image. It is our birthright. I mean, it is in us, planted in us, and God is perfect love. And That sounds like perfect joy, too. Mm-hmm. I remember one time Brian was teaching on joy years ago, and he said, God is the happiest being in the universe or ever. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I thought, that's not true.
Whoa.
Because, I mean, I did. I just went tilt. Because yeah. back then, I did not have the proper picture of God.
Right.
I didn't. I always saw him frowning over me. Mm. And I didn't see his smile. Mm-hmm. And through the years, I began to understand God's love for me. And I started to see his smile.
Yeah, that's good.
And then I could start seeing that God is full of joy. He's perfect. The joy of the Lord is mm-hmm. our strength, mm-hmm. Nehemiah says. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so he is joyful. And now even when I blow it, I don't see the frown.
Mm. Yeah.
I see his loving parental smile, like, mm. come here. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Let me help you up.
So, you know, I visualize laughter in that too. It's more like, ha, look at what she did now.
Listen.
Oh, can you believe she did that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, let's have some laughter on this one.
You know, that's good, Michelle. Let me help you up. And, you know, mm-hmm. I see a father or a mother, mm-hmm. you know, picking up their baby, yeah. their little one, brushing
yep.
him off,
yep,
sending him on his way mm-hmm. again, you know.
Well, and laughing with
yeah.
them.
Yeah, too. And laughing.
Which brings
yeah.
us to the next point. Okay. Joy. Joy is our birthright. Oh. Let's observe. Let's look at babies. Mm. They can laugh before they even understand language.
Wow.
What are they responding
just stop
to?
Stop and pause and think about that.
I know.
It's so intuitive.
They laugh in their sleep even. Wow. You know, what are they laughing at? What's going on in their little heads? And it's that deal about picking them up and dusting them off and mm-hmm. sending them on their way. That God and us analogy is so good.
It's so
when you
good.
Think about babies and how silly they are. And how they make us laugh yes. without any words. Mm-hmm. It's totally a physical slapstick. You make a silly noise. You make a funny face.
They laugh.
The dog jumps over the couch and the baby goes nuts. You know?
And now the mom and dad put it on TikTok and we get to enjoy
oh,
it.
Oh, that's true. There's so many. If you want to get a good laugh, cats and kids are the best funny
oh,
videos
they
out
are.
There.
And lots of, America's Funniest Videos.
Yeah.
Even back in the day when that was on TV, we would sit with our kids and watch America's yeah. Funniest Home yeah. Videos and laugh and laugh and laugh at yeah. people's accidents.
Yeah. At people's reality.
Yeah.
It's that humor is uncomfortable thing. It's not always happy, smiley things that are happening mm-hmm. that we're laughing about later yeah. on. No. So the baby fell down and looked silly. But the baby did fall.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, there's
so many situations in our lives too that were so traumatic at the moment. Mm-hmm. But then when you backed up away from it,
yeah.
you looked at it and then it became a family story that mm-hmm. we love to hear and laugh at.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
So yeah.
I think every family's got that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As children, they say children laugh hundreds of times a day.
Yeah.
But as adults, life tends to get more serious mm-hmm. and we laugh mm-hmm. so much less.
And we're all at work. We're at jobs. Though mm-hmm. I just thought of this. It was when I used to work in a school print shop. Me and a bunch of volunteers made all the copies for the teachers' worksheets and stuff for the parish, mm-hmm. for the church events and stuff like that. And our development director was getting ready to do a big mailing. And he comes up to the print shop, you know, hello, hey, I need 2,000 envelopes. And I just started laughing because I don't have 2,000 envelopes. I'm like, you're kidding, right? No, I need to print them. We don't have 2,000 envelopes. And he was just standing there kind of puzzled, like, why is she laughing? You know?
Because you have to find joy in the hardest times.
Well,
you got to look for it.
It was just the absurdity of 2,000 envelopes. He thought he could just walk up and get 2,000 envelopes. Obviously, he was a new employee at the time.
Well, what a better way to laugh with him
Exactly.
And then yell at him.
Well, no, and then explain. I need to order the 2,000 envelopes, and then I have to print them. This is how it works. We, you know, we're not allowed to keep that much stock on hand unless we actually have a project, which totally makes sense. We have a budget, right?
Yeah.
He got it. Yeah. You know. And he and I got along great, by the way, over the years working in the same space together. He got used to me laughing at him.
Better laugh than cry, let me tell you that. Yep. Now me, in my younger years, maybe in my older years too, I might have just burst into tears from the pressure of it all. I can't keep you happy. I can't give you what you want. Yeah.
See, now my default seems to be laughing.
Yeah, it's so good. It's so healthy, Michelle.
Mm. Sometimes it gets me in trouble, though. Yeah. I can laugh at inappropriate moments. That might have been one of them.
That's cute.
I fixed it with him, though. I fixed it.
Okay, it let's. Okay, here's. I love to have something. I like practical lists. I love. Yeah. I love lists.
Yeah.
So we put our heads together and thought of some practical ways to bring more joy and laughter into our lives.
Yep.
And number one. Just start smiling more.
Yep.
Because smiling like laughter, it's contagious.
It is.
And I think smiling sets the stage for laughter.
Well, it's like us sitting here smiling at each other right now. You can hear it in our voices.
It's
when you're smiling, you can hear it in your voice.
It's the truth. Yeah. Oh, I love it. It's smile more. Okay.
And you got to look, step back and look for laughter. Take those difficult moments and there's, just take a step back. And a lot of times, if you let him, God will drop things into your head that you can say that are like icebreakers. Like, for instance, when I was at work and the lady on the phone was really upset because she needed a special document. This is when I was working in the recorder's office. And she's basically yelling at me because she had to call the recorder and I need this and that. Mm-hmm. Rah, 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 and she's all upset. And our policy in the recorder's office and our boss and everything was all like, we're all about customer service. Mm-hmm. We're going to help you find what you need to find. We're the keepers of the documents. We'll help you find them. But she wasn't going to have any of my explanations. So finally she took a pause and I said, so you didn't happen to just come from the bank, did you?
Was she looking for a financial document?
Yeah, from what she was describing, I knew she had come from the bank.
Yeah. Which makes everybody nervous.
Oh, it makes people angry because those bankers, I love you people. You're great. But the money is mine.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, when I said that, she laughed, right? How did you know? And it shifted the whole conversation. Well, then I was able to say, we'll find the document you need. We've got it here. We'll do this. Don't worry about it. I got you covered.
That's good.
And the rest of the conversation, we took care of the business. It shifted the whole atmosphere of the phone call.
Your humor did it.
Mm-hmm.
Squirrel.
Yeah. Well, and I give God the credit for dropping that stuff into my head.
Right.
Who else? I mean, I can think of stuff, but God talks to us all the time
all
kinds of different ways. You know, you can say, I thought of this and I thought of that. Well, you know, maybe you didn't.
Maybe. Probably you didn't.
maybe you didn't.
Okay. Here's another one, which we've already talked about. Watch funny movies.
Right.
TV
right.
shows.
Yeah.
I love Lucy, Carol Burnett. I am dating myself, but those are just...
Tim Conway.
Tim Conway. Yes. Okay. Or YouTube videos.
Yep.
Oh, there's so many great video shorts now.
Oh, yeah. Like we talked about babies and kitties and...
Yep.
Yeah.
And as a family, sometimes the boys, they'll send us funny shorts,
right, sure.
Short
that
videos.
You found something funny.
And I just always say to them, thank you for the laugh.
Yeah.
We needed that laugh. Thank you.
Some of my grandkids
for the laugh.
Do that to me too. They'll send me something silly once in a while because it reminds them of something in the radio show or this is a great idea for the radio show.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff like that.
No, I love it. So that's being so intentional.
Right.
To choose laughter.
Right.
Like, it's time for me to watch that movie, What About Bob Again? Come on. We laughed so hard during that movie. And another one, Hanky Panky, with Gene Wilder and...
Oh, really?
Oh, Gilda Radner.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my Lord. Sometimes Brian and I just bring up lines from those movies.
Yeah.
And it's time to
our
watch
our family
that.
Has movies, too, that we always watch, yes, too. Yes. Better Off Dead. There was a whole genre of movies that I can't think of the actor's name, but he was in all these movies, and they were we quote them all the time.
We do. And Stuart Saves His Family. It's time for me to watch that again. They're old movies, but they're great movies. Yeah. So anyway.
So even if you know.
Yeah. Watch them again.
Yeah.
Yep.
One of them keep retelling those funny family stories, right? We already mentioned that as well. The butt of, yeah.
That's
the younger
so
generation
good.
Can connect in with those people, too.
Yes.
There's those moments when somebody in the family will connect up people. One of my kids, at some point, we were listening to a recording of my grandmother, had said, gosh, you sound just like Grandma.
Wow.
And I was like, I never realized that I had her voice.
Wow.
Right?
Yes.
What a cool thing.
Yes.
And we would not have ever put that together if we weren't talking about her and bringing out the recordings and getting into
that's really good.
Remembering her.
Remembering. I recorded my mother trying to use a dot. You know, Alexis Dot. Oh, my Lord. Oh, it is so funny. I sent it to the boys. We laughed. I got to go watch that again because it was the cutest thing.
Yeah.
If she got it to work right, she'd say, it's all automatic. And then if she didn't do it right, she'd go, this thing doesn't work.
Oh, that's so
it's so funny.
Your mama was so funny, too.
I was going to mention that sidebar. Mm. When I was talking about how much I appreciate you and our life together in the beginning, the way you ministered to my mother after my father died for 1 year, you went every week.
Every week went and had tea with your mom.
To have tea with her, and you blessed her and let her talk.
Yeah.
About things that she couldn't talk to me about, or Nancy.
Right.
She talked to Michelle, her other daughter. That was so good. So thank you for that,
she
Michelle.
She did a good job of sorting through a lot of stuff. It was good.
You helped
I think we
her.
All need somebody like that. Paula did that for me after John passed away.
See?
She was my weekly go-to. We didn't meet, but she was always there for me, too.
Yeah. Let
me talk.
That's so good. Thank you, Michelle.
Yeah.
Okay, back to... practical ways to get more laughter and joy into your life. Okay, here. Purposely hang out with funny people. I'll tell you what. One of my funny people like that is Holly Seba.
Oh, yeah.
She plans our monthly lunches. We call it Lunch About Town, and we meet a bunch of us ladies just meet in a different restaurant. Mm-hmm. And I asked her to do that because she makes us laugh so much. Mm-hmm. She brings so much joy.
She's a lighthearted person. Always looks at the funny side of things.
She does. And she has so many funny stories.
Oh, yeah.
So Holly Seba is my go-to for that, let me tell you. Hey, and my grandkids. We have weekly times together, and they make me laugh so much. I thought of this, too. Since our Haiti family came to live with us, we have laughed more.
Really?
Those people, they laugh all the time.
Really?
It has been good for us.
Awesome.
If you don't know what I'm talking about, go to episode number 11 from December 23, and we tell our story of this Haitian family who is now living with us, refugees.
Mm-hmm.
And but we have laughed more.
You laughed during that podcast, too. That was a good episode as well.
Oh.
There was a lot of laughter going on there.
There was,
because
those gals laugh a lot.
They do.
That's been good for us. Okay.
They do. It's good. Oh, and then watching comedians. It's kind of up there with watching funny TV shows. But I particularly like stand-up comic storyteller types. I like to steal stuff from them, too. They inspire me to write for the show. So it's great. I'll write down... Or I'll save away a particularly funny episode. If I laughed really, really hard during that, I'll save that one and say, oh, I'm going to watch that again when we start watching, getting ready to write the show. Jeff Allen, Brad Upton are a couple of the...
Oh, I just lost this. Nate Bell. Oh, I forgot his name. His name is Nate Cute Bell Grazi or something. I'm sorry.
It doesn't sound familiar.
No, but he's hilarious.
Well, if you find dry bar comedy.
That's it. That's it.
Because
he's in there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, they've got a lot of really good comedians, people that aren't going to necessarily offend you either. You know, I mean,
right.
Comedy can go to the other extreme. I mean, who was, back in the old days, Lenny Bruce, all the controversy that he caused back in the day. He ended up in jail for speech.
Wow. I don't even know that story.
Well, we don't want to get into it right now. But, you know, if you don't know who Lenny Bruce is, you can Google him too.
I'm going to do it.
Or YouTube him as well. He broke through a lot of barriers back in the 60s about comedy and what was funny and what wasn't. And he was always talking about everyday stuff and calling out the silliness and the absurdities of life in general. George Carlin is another guy that got in trouble for having a sense of humor.
Yep. Oh, I used to love George Burns and Gracie Allen.
Oh, yeah. Those guys are classic.
Yes.
Red Skelton.
Oh, come on.
See, we're dating ourselves on this.
I know we are. But YouTube is so fun because you can have lots of fun on YouTube.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, here's another one. Do you know what? I read this report. I heard a podcast by two doctors talking about laughter. And they said that even voluntary laughter, where you just start making yourself laugh has the same positive effects on your body. And many times that actually leads, it's like emotion started to lead into involuntary laughing.
Right.
And do you know there is something called laugh yoga?
I've heard of this.
Yeah. Where people get together for a half an hour and just laugh, like they just make themselves laugh, and then pretty soon they're all laughing. I thought that was kind of crazy.
It's contagious.
Yes, it's contagious. Okay, another thing, just keep counting your blessings. Keep lighten up, become childlike, stay positive. You know, keep remembering all the positive things in our lives. And because if we focus on all the negative things and the negative thoughts, that definitely blocks joy and laughter.
Right.
So we just need to lighten up, become more childlike.
Yep. That's an important element of it, is thinking like a kid. It's valuable to hang around with kids. We were talking about earlier, you've got the kids here at church that are just so enamored whenever an adult wanders through there.
It's so cute.
And they're all interested, and they want, and they're just curious, and they're wondering. And I think we need to do the same thing when we're dealing with something big. And granted, we have to deal with a lot of big things, people that die, people that are sick.
Yes.
To be able to step back and just, I can't even describe it. You got to be able to just step back out of the situation. Ask God to help you find the peace, find the little bit of lightness. I don't even want to call it joy, because if it's a serious situation, you're not going to be able to find joy. But
maybe just focusing on the joy that person brought to you.
Yes,
that sometimes make you sadder because now you don't have it. But it's just curl up in God's lap and let him just minister His joy, His love, His peace. Yeah,
right.
I know. Do you know another point that as I was just praying this morning and thinking about our podcast, I thought about we have to do the work of healing in our lives too. Because when we hold on to bitternesses and unforgiveness and when we can't let go of things and we're not pursuing a healed heart, you know, that is what's going to help us. It's damaging.
Right.
It is. So let God do that work of healing in our hearts. Mm-hmm. You know, let go, forgive. If there's something you need to do, if you need to say something to somebody, to close a book about something, go do it.
Mm-hmm.
Just try to live
with
that.
Well, there might even be a joke in there too.
Oh, you never know.
You could. There's the potential of making fun of something or somebody, or that can lighten it up a little bit too.
And sometimes making fun of ourselves,
especially if what you're doing or what they did made no sense.
That's right.
And now everybody's angry because you did something that was dumb. You know. So
the scripture says,
let's call it out. It was dumb. Let's laugh about it.
That's right. That's right. Right. The scriptures say, as much as you can, live at peace with everyone.
Right.
Sometimes we can't, but as much as we can, live at peace, and at least have the peace in our hearts settled, and that forgiveness and openness to the Lord. And that's going to help us to lighten up.
Yes, and to
find more joy in our lives.
Oh, gosh.
It is. I know.
So to lighten up. Can I talk about the orange man?
Oh, can I say one more thing?
Sure.
When I was telling Brian about this point today, he said the best quote, "People are the happiest when they are walking in love."
Oh, that is good.
That's really good.
There was a bit in that article that you sent that we studied up to that I had put down here. When you hear laughter, head toward that sound.
Oh, that's so good.
Those are the people that you want to hang out with.
That's really good.
You know, I liked that too.
That's good. Yeah. Tell me about the Orange Man.
The Orange Man. Everybody hates the Orange Man. Donald Trump.
Oh, no. Oh, I'm getting nervous.
Oh, and well, you should, because the Orange Man makes everybody angry.
Because either you
love him and he's going to save the world, or you hate him, he's going to ruin everything.
Yeah.
And it's absurd. You have to laugh.
Yes.
You have to laugh, because both sides are going psycho
on this stuff. It's absolutely true.
Sad. But it makes for a lot of good jokes. Late-night comedians are going to be lost if, you know, he ever disappears.
And that is real life. That is our life right now.
It is.
Lord. Okay, Lord.
Help us deal with the Orange Man.
And we are not political on Jackie and Friends.
No, we're not. That's why we're laughing.
If we were political, we wouldn't be laughing. Okay, we're starting to, we could go on and on, but we have to start bringing this to a close.
Sure.
And this has been so fun. I feel healthier.
Did you lose any weight?
Well, I think I can have another coffee with cream and it won't hurt me.
To burn up some more calories. I think we burned up more than 15 minutes worth of laughter calories here.
I think we did. Yeah.
Hopefully our listeners got a few chuckles too.
I know. So let's just share a couple of your favorite scriptures with us.
I did. I did a search on, you know, you can do these great searches now for the word joy, for the word laugh or laughter through the scriptures. And I've got a couple that I'm going to call out in particular, but for the most part, when I found references to joy and laughter in the Old Testament, it was always really loud. Thus the name of the podcast, Making a Joyful Noise. Mm-hmm. They were always crying out, the rocks are crying out, and David is singing his psalms and speaking joy over everybody, and everything is just loud and big. It's a joyful sound, shouting for joy, all of that stuff. In the New Testament, and especially when you start reading those red letters, I know the ladies that meet on,
The words of Jesus.
The words of Jesus in the red letters. The joy is more internal. Mm. People were joyful, and being around Jesus had to have created joy, right?
Yes.
But just the scriptures that came up in that search were things like, "My joy is in you." Mm. They returned with joy. "Your joy is made full. Carry with you all the time." Those kinds of references about joy. And that's all very internal. Mm-hmm. You're carrying, and that's what Christianity is teaching us. Yes. Jesus is in us. Holy Spirit is in us. God is in us, right? So it makes sense that joy would be more internal. And my favorite scripture around all of that is John 15, 9 through 11, but mostly 11, because he's talking about joy. "Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love. Just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love, I've told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete."
So good.
The RSV says full.
Full of joy.
Yeah. Instead of complete, your joy will be full.
Full.
Yeah.
That's so good, Michelle.
It's a good one.
It's so good.
My other one is Proverbs, because this is the one that came up after Pastor Brian spoke joy over me. And the next encounter or whatever moment that came along when I encountered this verse, I knew this was going to be my new, like a life verse, I guess. Proverbs 31:25. "She's clothed with strength and dignity." That really doesn't sound like me, but but she can laugh at the days to come.
Oh, that's good.
And that's the part I liked, the laugh, to be keeping it light. You can have strength and dignity, and you can laugh. You can laugh at the days to come.
When we know God's love and we know we can trust him, mm-hmm. that he's for us, that he's looking out for us, that he's with us no matter what we go through.
Exactly.
I need to develop more. I'm going to put that verse on my fridge because I go there a lot. And remember that I don't have to worry about the days to come because mm-hmm. God is with me.
Right.
I can smile at the days to come.
Right.
I can laugh at the days to come.
You can laugh.
There are times in life when we are hit hard, mm-hmm. no doubt about it.
Mm-hmm.
And we need some time to regain ground. But with God in our lives, we can make it through anything. I love the title of this book. I need to read the book. I just love the title. It says, Everything is Fixable.
Oh, that is good. That's what they taught me in sign painting class. When we'd make a mistake painting a sign, you're painting a billboard-sized sign, and the teacher would always say, "It's always fixable.
It's always fixable.
Don't worry.
Everything in life is fixable."
Mm-hmm.
And I love that. We can laugh at the days to come because
mm-hmm.
we know God. We know God. Joy and laughter brings hope, doesn't it, Michelle?
Yes.
But fear and worry steals our hope.
Right.
So we want to keep our hope strong. And one way to do that is to be looking for the joy, mm-hmm. living in joy, mm-hmm. and enjoying the laughter.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Looking for laughter.
Looking for laughter.
Looking for laughter in all the wrong places.
Let's say all the right places.
All the right places.
Well, maybe right and wrong places. I don't know. Anyway, let's choose
looking for
joy.
Laughter in reality.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
And we're going to choose joy.
Yeah.
It's a
Absolutely.
Choice.
Absolutely.
Just like everything, it's a choice.
Yeah, it is.
Yep.
Totally.
Yeah. It's a choice. Yeah. Oh, this has been so fun.
I like making you laugh.
Oh, you make me laugh so much. It's been so fun.
I even made her snort a couple times.
Oh, I can't help it.
It's okay. It's the Jackie laugh.
It's a
good.
Snort. I'm sorry.
It's good.
Okay. I never wanted to snort on my podcast. I haven't yet, I don't think.
But, sorry.
Okay. But so we are going to choose joy. And I love you, Michelle. Thanks for doing this with me.
Oh, thanks for letting me talk and do this. It was fun.
Very, very fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you will laugh at the days to come.
That's
you got some
plan.
Great days ahead.
I'm hoping I do. Yeah. Well, you want me to?
I'm winking at you.
She's winking at me. Yeah. Well, yeah. Talking about healing from loss and finding my way back. It's been 13 years since John passed away,
mm-hmm.
and about 5 years ago, I met a really amazing guy, and we've decided to get married.
Whoa.
So just recently, decided we're going to get married. And I swore I never would. My excuse was always, well, I was going to marry a guy who's at least 20 years younger than me and worships the ground I walk on. They're not out there.
That's funny.
But that was always my go-to. I was never going to get married. Never. Yeah. Never. I'm done with that. Not going to do that. You know, why do that to myself? Why do that to some poor sap? Right. But when I met Joel, he and I just really clicked in a lot of these kind of ways mm-hmm. that we've been talking about here. We laugh at the same silliness.
Yes.
And oftentimes in a crowd, something happens and we'll be the only two that laugh. And so we get each other in a lot of ways. He's also widowed as well. So he's been through a similar journey, mm-hmm. you know. And then I think that helps as well, just to kind of set you up for an easier relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Neither one of us wanted a relationship. Neither one of us wanted to get married. Just happens.
Here you go.
Yeah, falling in love is the easy part. Now you got to figure out how you're going to make this work.
Oh, and you're going to do it. I know. You're going to do it. There'll be a lot of joy in your relationship.
Mm. We do have a lot of fun. That's key.
I'm so happy for you.
Thank you.
I'm so happy for you. Okay. We could go. Let's just pray together.
Mm-hmm.
And, I have so many thoughts in my mind. Oh, Lord, we just thank you that you have put laughter right in us.
Mm-hmm. At birth.
Yes, at birth. And we're just so grateful. Now help us to move things around and make more room for joy.
Yeah.
Make more room for childlike laughter in our lives.
Yeah.
And we thank you for the privilege it is to be living. And we thank you for the people that are in our lives. And thank you for all this wonderfulness that's in our lives. And help us, Father, to enjoy our lives. Mm-hmm. Help us to enjoy our lives. To not let the pressures and the stresses, the disappointments, take over our thoughts and steal our joy. Mm-hmm. But help us, God, to remember your goodness, your love, that no matter what we're facing, you're with us. We're going to get through this. There's answers. And to count our blessings every day. We love you, God. Thank you for my friends who are listening, and bless them right now, God. Mm-hmm. And just, we ask you, God, to bring more joy into our lives, to bring more opportunities for laughter, and to help us see them.
Yes.
We love you. We give you praise and thanks. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thanks, Michelle.
Thanks, Jackie.
Thanks for joining the conversation today. I hope you were encouraged and that your day will be a little brighter because we were together. Come back again, because I'll be here.